She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I am a smoothie fanatic, especially green smoothies. I know my lovely co-host Andrea is a big smoothie fanatic as well. I am so excited about this person and this book. We've got JJ Smith. She's going to be talking about her best-selling book, 10-Day Green Smoothie Cleanse, Lose Up to 15 Pounds in 10 Days. Hi, JJ.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. It's so good to have you on the show. You know, one of the things I love most about your book is not only do you have over 100 green smoothie recipes, but you have them for different goals. You've got anti-aging, athletic performance, beauty, bones and joints, detoxification, just to name a few. Tell us a little bit about how you were able to figure out which vegetable, which fruit does all these amazing things.
Well, short of blowing up my Vitamix blender, it actually... took a while. The figuring out nutritionally the right combinations was easier for me because I'm a nutritionist. And there's a general 60 to 40 fruit to greens ratio that you generally use for all green smoothies. But the important part was to make them taste good. And so once I figured out with combinations that I needed, and remember, each fruit and each vegetable actually has properties in it that do certain things in the body. And that's why that's how you're able to figure out which one can help with heart health or which one could help with digestion and so on. But it's always important to make sure they taste good, which is really a trial and error process as well.
I bet. Well, yours definitely tastes good. I've made a bunch of them. And, you know, why don't you walk us through these 10 days? Tell us what people will be drinking, what they'll be eating. And I mean, the results have been amazing from what I've read about what's happening with people's bodies and their lives.
Sure. The first thing I want to make sure folks understand, it's not a starvation diet. You actually are supposed to, expected to, eat or drink a smoothie every 3 or 4 hours. And so every day you're drinking green smoothies as your breakfast and lunch. And if you wanted to accelerate your weight loss detox, you could do a smoothie for dinner. But many people use the third meal to eat something clean, high protein. And they do this every day, but there's a long list of approved snacks, everything from hard-boiled eggs, nuts, seeds, and things that you can snack on throughout the day so you feel nourished. And so you do this for 10 days, and as a result, you'll lose weight, you'll have better mental clarity, you'll improve your digestion, and it really gives you a jump start on weight loss and really retrains your taste buds so you'll be able to kind of continue to eat healthy as you continue. It's not just about the 10 days. It's really a jump start to a healthier lifestyle of eating and living.
So let's talk a little bit about the tools that are needed in order for someone to embark on this 10-day cleanse. So do they have to go out and buy a Vitamix like you talked about at the beginning, or can they use a certain type of juicer, or can they use any type of blender? What's something that they should invest in terms of taking this on?
Sure. Well, it's not a juicer, but a blender is what you need. You don't have to have one like the Vitamix, which is a high-powered, to some, it's actually rather expensive. The most important thing is to get a blender that's 1,000 watts. And there are certainly blenders that are $100 or less that you can get that are 1,000 watts. And that's key. Now, in case you don't have a blender that's 1,000 watts, you still can make the smoothies. You just have to blend a lot longer. If you have a blender that's 1,000 watts, you can blend anywhere from 30 to 40 seconds, and it'll blend creamy and smooth. But if you don't, you'll blend more like 2 minutes. It'll just take longer to blend. So pretty much everybody who has a blender who can get to a grocery store and get some fruits and vegetables are pretty much equipped to do the 10-day cleanse.
Oh, that is so cool. Now, I love talking about beauty from the inside out. So talk to us about some of the smoothie recipes for healthy hair, skin, and nails.
Well, I think one of the things that's interesting, in general, you're going to be able to have more radiant skin as a result of drinking smoothies. And we call it the GSC glow. When your insides are clean, your skin is the reflection of what's going on the inside. So when you clean your insides, your skin definitely has a radiant glow. But if you look at some of the ingredients that are important in smoothies, for healthy glow, you definitely want to look at things like bananas, and mangoes. You want to look at always lemon because they have a strong detoxifying ability. And pretty much anything that has, I always call it the lighter fruit. It's the mangoes and the bananas, the limes, lemons, those vegetables. Those are generally going to be the best ones for healthy hair, beauty, skin, nails, and that sort of thing.
What I find interesting is in your book, you talk about juicing or for diabetes or blood sugar control. And one of the things that juicing comes under a lot of attack for is the fact that it's very high in sugar. So can you tell us a little bit about how your cleanse helps to control blood sugar?
Yeah, it's actually been interesting. We've had thousands of folks who actually have stabilized their blood sugar, and some even have come off their meds because basically what happens is, unlike most of the sugar that's causing people problems when they have blood sugar issues, is the sweets, the white sugars, the refined carbs, we call them the bad carbs. When people have too many of those in their diet, it causes them to have blood sugar spikes. And when the blood sugar spikes, it leaves a lot of excess insulin, and the medicine generally kind of controls the insulin that's circulating in the system. Well, the good thing about the natural sugar that's in the smoothies, they actually don't cause blood sugar spikes. They do just the opposite. They tend to stabilize. Your body has a natural ability to metabolize the sugars in fruit, and it begins to take on a stabilizing effect for the blood sugar. And so many people find that their blood sugar numbers come down and stabilize in 10 days, and they've been on meds for years and years and years and hadn't had that effect.
You know, sometimes they say when you go on a sort of the smoothie cleanse or juice cleanse, you can kind of have some yucky stuff come up. Like you might feel foggy headed. Andrea, what is that called? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Or yeah.
Detoxifying?
Like, there's a name. Yeah,
yeah,
there's
like a name. Yeah, the detox symptoms are common, and they should generally be expected whenever you do any kind of detox regimen. But they generally range from being foggy headed, you'll feel a little congested. We call it brain fog, but this is really release. What happens is, think of it this way, when you take in a green smoothie, the greens themselves actually are made up of chlorophyll, which is the same structure that's in hemoglobin in the blood. So every time you drink a green smoothie, it's like getting a blood cleansing transfusion, but you're also cleaning out your tissues, cells, and you're cleaning out those toxins that are there. So for a period of time, they're recirculating in your system until they're eliminated from the body. And a temporary period of time, those toxins are recirculating. They will cause the fatigue and the brain fog and the headaches. But it's generally a temporary situation. Once they're released from the body, then you generally feel a lot more energized.
And I think what I find interesting, too, is I know when I drink a smoothie, I go to the bathroom better. And I don't know, JJ, if you can add, you know, for your smoothies or your cleanses, the people can add in, let's say, 1 or 2 tablespoons of ground flax seeds, which also helps them to go to the bathroom. Because the key to any cleanse is you have to be going to the washroom. Otherwise, you can have auto-intoxication. I know I've been there. Not fun. So really making sure you go to the bathroom. The nice thing about juicing, which, you know, unfortunately we're out of time for today, so I'm going to wrap this up quickly. But the nice thing about juicing is that it actually helps you go to the washroom, which I think was one of your points too, JJ, is that it helps with constipation. So in any case, thank you so much for being on our show. Unfortunately we're out of time today, but just finish that quickly,
so
your last line.
Oh, I was going to say every one of the 10 days, the recipes include flaxseed in the recipe. So I totally agree
awesome.
With you.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for being on our show today. You can learn more at, you could follow JJ at JJ Smith Online or visit her on Facebook at JJ Smith Online. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.